Blog Talk Radio.
Garden, the place to be. I am sitting in for JT ATM Money. JT, I believe it's his wife's birthday, so he needed me to sit in for him, so I'm taking care of business. This is No Chaser. I will be the co-host, but the main man who is going to give it to you straight, Mac Williams.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank all the listeners for coming in today, for listening to the show each and every Friday. Today we have a treat for you guys. We have the one, the only, a good friend of mine that we seem like we haven't met too long ago, but we seem like old friends. Her name is Alisa App. She is a singer, boxer, she a diva, and we just welcome her to the show. So thank you, Alisa, for coming on the show. Appreciate you being here.
Hey, Mac, anything for you?
Thank you, I appreciate it. Alisa is, right now, for all you people who are listening, she is at the Floyd Mayweather Guerrero live weigh-in right now. And she's there right now live. So, in addition to addressing her and interviewing her and talking to her for the next 60 minutes, we are also going to be, she's there watching the weigh-in live. So, that's a great thing. Alisa, the first question I really want to ask you, and then I'll let Victor ask you some questions, is I want to ask, please tell me, what is the beef with Nicki Minaj? Now, just before you answer that, I just want you to know, I don't like that. So I'm with you on that. I've never liked it. You know what, to be honest with you, I had no opinion about her, really, because I don't listen to her music. I don't listen to that kind of music and stuff anyway. I listen to a lot of old school stuff. But ever since she's been on American Idol, I just, like, every week, slowly, I just like her. Now, my wife watches the show, and I dip in and out and watch and see who this person is or that person is. I love the singers. But, you know, other than that.
Wait.
Is she still there? Oh, okay.
She's still there. I've had to mute her so people can hear your question. I'm going to bring her
up. Oh, okay. So my question is, what is the beef with Nicki Minaj and also with, I can't remember the other girl, the other singer too, but tell me what the deal is with both of those and what your opinion is. Stop.
All right, well, I'm about to give you some prime, hot off the press news that's not even in the news yet.
Okay.
About what you're just asking me. So,
okay.
You know, before I give you the press release, before it's even released,
okay,
I'm going to tell you a little bit about what my beef is with this, I'm not even calling her a girl, Nicki Minaj. You know, because if you're a real music lover,
mm-hmm.
what's going on with her and what she's doing is just shit music. Everything about
wow.
her is just shit. I'm a lyricist. I'm into music that means something, you know. I'm into passion, something
mm-hmm.
real. And
mm-hmm.
what she's putting out there is absolute garbage. Go ahead, read some of her lyrics. I mean, it's a 2-year-old could do better.
I've heard some of her stuff.
If either of you have children, let's do something.
Yeah.
And everyone out there listening, you have children, tell them to write a poem, all right? Whatever they write. And if this kid's 2 years old, 3 years old, it's going to be far superior than what this chick's putting out there. It's a disgrace.
It is. I've listened to some of her music, and I haven't been that impressed, so she's okay. What I find amazing is that she's been around this long, and she hasn't won anything. And that's what, you know, she has a lot of numbers, but, you know, so I don't know. But, you know, tell me what is your...
You know, in the music business, numbers are bought.
That's
you know,
true.
If this is a no chaser zone, right?
Exactly.
It's a no chaser zone.
Yes, it is.
Well,
yes, it is.
There you go. This girl's gonna give it how it is. She's gonna tell
okay.
you how it is.
And that's what I want from you. That's why I got you on the show, because I know you will. But tell me the hot news off the press about you, what you're doing, because you got some stuff for us today. So.
All right. Well, I'm gonna give you the hot news. Not only that, but everyone's been coming up to me and saying, I want to punch her in the face. This girl, I can't stand her anymore. She just drives me. She's so annoying. A lot of girls have a beef with her being a hoe.
Oh,
this girl, a lot of girls coming. This girl's a hoe, man. She's got shit music. She's a hoe. We need to bring her down. Alisa, do something about it. Be our voice. Do something about it.
Okay.
Right? So I got a lot of women, a lot of men, all these people coming up to me and saying, Alisa, you are an amazing singer. You're an amazing writer. You're
mm-hmm.
an amazing performer.
Mm-hmm.
You're outstanding, and now you're doing boxing, and what I'd love for you to do more than anything is punch her in the face, all right?
Okay.
Are you going to fight her?
Someone just asked me for a picture. Hold on.
All right.
No, sorry. I'll keep going. I'm in an interview right now. I'm doing an interview right now. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, though. All right, so I'm going to give you this press release.
Okay.
Before it's even out.
I'm gonna read
part of it. Okay.
Okay.
The heading. Alisa Skills Apps returns to face American Idol judge Nicki Minaj in spectacular sing-off and boxing showdown. The best and the brightest independent challenges the most talked about idol judge to worldwide televised sing-off and boxing matchup. The battle begins, and once again, Alisa Skills Apps delivers as the confrontational singing sensation announced, which I will be going to be doing it, on her Twitter account that she'll step into the ring to face foul-mouthed rapper, singer, and current American Idol judge Nicki Minaj in what's now being touted as the biggest international singing and boxing event of its kind.
Ooh.
The announcement. Yeah, the announcement of the challenge will slam excitement and shockwaves across the music and sports scene, as there's no denying that the brighter, stronger, and current challenger apps poses an intensely credible threat to Minaj, who's been criticized in the media for having no talent. It's
wow.
a highly competitive and very exciting matchup that will give fans a chance to see music's most prominent manufactured star against music's newest rising independent star in one ring on one very special night of singing and boxing action.
Wow. Where is this taking place? That's what I want to know.
Hey, baby. Talking about it, getting all the high power. You know me. You know me,
yeah.
man. Getting all the high
yeah.
power people.
Right. I know you do.
You know?
Just let me know when and where, because I might want to have to travel to come see that one. Because let me tell you, Vic, let me tell you something. This is no lie. This woman has, like, the best abs I've ever seen. I'm talking about her abs. I'm talking about, they're like Vic. Seriously.
Did you say
Vic.
Jam or ass?
Vic, seriously. Bam, baby. I'm serious. I've seen
her
work out.
Jam?
Like she, huh?
Did you say jam or ass?
ABS.
All three of those.
Oh, Lord. I was talking about the abs. You are funny. I'm like, Vic, when Vic started laughing, as soon as Vic started laughing, I knew. I was like, okay, I'm in trouble now. He just said that. Oh, Lord.
Okay.
But Alisa is very, I've watched her work out. She works out as hard as the other guys in the boxing gym. And she works very, very hard on her craft. And she's good. She can do it.
This is going to be the biggest showdown in music and sports history. I'm going
to
give you my quote, okay?
Okay.
I know millions of people want Nicki Minaj to be challenged, explained. Frankly, they're looking forward to seeing me punch your smug mug on live television. Oh, that's a smug mug, isn't it?
Yes,
you need
it
to
is.
Tell me.
Yes,
that's
it
a
is.
Smug mug.
Hey, Alisa. Hey, Alisa,
hey,
who is this? Wait a minute, who is this?
This
Baby
is
girl.
Nice.
Baby girl. Baby girl.
What?
Who is that, Alisa? Baby girl.
Yeah, who is that?
Dang, Alisa, you guys don't watch Idol, obviously. That's what she does. She
oh,
said, Baby girl, you know, she talks about the contestants.
Exactly. I don't be watching her. I'm not watching her.
She's very ratchet.
So this is a chance for her to prove her abilities, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's got to prove it now. It was just announced to me that Nicki Minaj says, "I'll box the hoe" in her song. Well, tell Nicki Minaj.
What?
Tell Nicki Minaj,
what?
Challenge accepted. Tell her challenge accepted. Right?
Wow.
And
wow.
I'm gonna dismantle her vocally, lyrically, and physically.
Can you rap?
I don't rap, but I bet I can rap better than that. Sorry, Jay. I have the world's strongest fighters with me, and don't I, Mac?
Yes, you do. Yes,
and don't
you do.
I, Mac?
Yes, you do.
I have the world's strongest fighters with me, and I'm ready to get in the ring. And
yes,
give the fans
do.
A thrill of a lifetime by singing and fighting Nicki Minaj in a three-song sing-off and four-round boxing match.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Vic, you know who she with,
whoa.
Right? Hey, Vic, you know who she with, right?
She with your boy Money Mayweather.
That's right. Yes, right. And Big Floyd. I was like, man.
People,
so
watch out. The Idol ratings have been lousy. The audience has seen enough of it. It's the same old process and ending.
Right.
I bring music and competition in a more interesting way. I have tremendous confidence in my challenge. My skills cannot and will not be duplicated.
Look,
I have tremendous
Vic,
confidence in the future of these challenges, this one in particular. Time, I believe, will prove me right. And when the two of us meet, it's going to make for a super colossal night for fans all over the world.
Yeah, I can't
will
wait
not,
for you to do it. Vic,
well,
would you...
I'll tell you
Vic,
one thing, though, here. I need your support here because it will not be easy. Nicki Minaj has the biggest people in music behind her, and she's going to try to run like a dog.
She
but
probably
when we
will.
Face, but when we face off, I'll be ready, and she will be crushed to Barbie pieces. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Tell her, what'd you want to ask her, Vic?
I got a couple questions, because she's really amped up right now. It's like, she ready to put some gloves on now.
Oh, yeah,
she's
amped.
All,
she's amped.
If you could see right in front of me, I'm in the MGM, and there's a ring right in front of me. I'll get in this ring right now. You bring that bitch right down here now.
Oh, Jesus.
Put her in here, and it's going to be either a knockout, or she's going down. One of the two, they're going to have to call off the fight.
Okay.
That horse mouth is going to be broken by Alisa Off. Believe it or not. Nicki Minaj, she ain't nothing. Nicki Minaj ain't shit. She says all this stuff. She says she's the baddest bitch. Well, you know who the baddest bitch is? Alisa Off. Alisa's a supreme singer. She's a supreme vocalist. She's a supreme fighter. Nicki Minaj ain't nothing but shit. I'm
Alisa. Okay. All right. Let me let my man Vic ask a couple questions.
I got a support over here. Go ahead, thanks,
Abs, all the way.
You hear that?
Yep.
Yes.
All
yes,
right.
Did.
Alisa,
now,
let him ask a question.
Right.
All right. I think you're excited and everything. But for those who don't know the background of this, I need you to give the listeners a little history behind this whole beef between yourself and Nicki Minaj. Also, did you get confirmation from Nicki Minaj's people, or did someone else just tell you that she accepted your challenge?
Well, this press release hasn't gone out yet.
Okay.
So this is prime time news before it even hits prime time. So all of this is being discussed hush-hush behind the ropes. So I can't go into details of all that right now, but that's why this news that you're being given right now, you know, there's a lot of people that probably don't want me to be telling you as of yet. But, you know, the timing of this, Mac, you know, things didn't happen the way you wanted to last week. But, you know, there must be a reason why you got it this week.
Exactly. Well, let me ask you this. Can you, Vic, I think what Vic wants to know is, can you give us a background on you, like where you grew up, where you came from, a little bit of background on just you yourself? Can you give me some of that?
And what's the issue? How the issue between yourself and Nikki come about? Those were the things I was looking for.
Right.
For the listeners.
Right. We want to know about you first, and then tell us how did you get to, you know, where you are today as far as, you know, tell us that. Because I think people need to know who you are. So that way when this goes down or as people get to know you or look for you on your Facebook, they know who you are. So give us some background. I do know you're from Cleveland, and my wife is from Cleveland, Ohio. So that's a good thing. So that's a good thing. So just tell me where you're from. I mean, where you from, what about you, where you grow up, things like that. Just tell us about you first.
Sure, I'm from Cleveland, you know, and if you know anything about Cleveland, you know, people that have strong will come from there. Your wife, I bet you anything, she's got a strong will.
Oh, yes,
you know,
because
Cleveland's a really hard place, you know,
to
be raised. So I was always brought up, you know, always having to fight for what I got. Nothing ever came easy. Nothing was ever given to me. In fact, the people around me, my family, they were against me being in music, so I had to leave. I had to forge my own way. I had to leave everything I knew, everyone I knew, and do it all on my own.
Okay.
So I left Cleveland. I went to Miami, and I said, I'm going to start writing music. So I started writing music on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I started honing my craft, getting my voice so that it would be the best voice in the whole world, because I wasn't just going to be someone who went out there, you know, as this girl who was given songs. Because there's a lot of artists that go out there and they're just given songs and they go out and they're told what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an independent spirit. I'm
mm-hmm.
a strong person.
Mm-hmm.
And I write every single one of my songs. And every song that I write means something.
Mm-hmm.
I've got letters from people, from songs that I've written, saying that you've changed my life. There's this one guy who wrote to me that his story stays with me every day. Every day when it gets to be real tough, his story stays with me.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fighter in the army.
He says,
I don't cry. I've never cried. But he saw one of my videos. It's called How to Make Right. And How to Make Right is about three stages of life. And about not telling someone you love them until it's too late.
Okay.
And his dad had died, and they weren't talking for years.
And then, right then and there,
he was watching on his laptop my video, and his mom was in the hospital, and I guess she wasn't coherent.
Right.
And they hadn't talked in many years. And he said my video made him cry for the first time. And he vowed that when his mom woke up, that she would wake up, that they would reconcile. And then he said my music and the words of my music changed his life.
Mm-hmm.
And that no other artist has done that for him. No other music has done that for him.
Wow.
And then it goes on to, you know, this. It's from the real cute. A little 13-year-old girl was listening to one of my songs, and she said her and her mom were fighting, and she decided to make up with her mom before running away.
Wow, that's
so, I mean,
really great.
That's the power. That's the power of music. And my purpose here is to use music to do things like that for people, you know, that really need it. You know, not to put garbage out there. It's so easy to put, you know, as a female.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these corporations and labels and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
they think what the public want, which they have no clue,
mm-hmm.
is to put out, you know, singers out there dressed up in hooker costumes, smoking drugs and
mm-hmm.
being having sex with everybody. That's
mm-hmm.
what they think. That's what they think what the public wants. But you know what? The public doesn't want that.
I mean, I'll be honest.
You know what they want? They want authenticity.
No,
they want something real.
Well, that's part of the reason why. I will say this. That's part of the reason why I listen to a lot of old school music that I grew up with or what have you, because I just don't like, I remember, like I was telling somebody today, I said, you know, I remember when rap, you didn't cuss a lot. And rap was fun, and you just enjoyed it, and you could say the lyrics anywhere to anybody, and it was fine. But now it's just denigrated into just, I mean, rap is pretty much now, you know, how many times can you rhyme a word with a cuss word and just put it out. So, I mean, I can relate that to rap, but I can also relate it to music, too, because some of the songs I've heard that I hear now just don't, you know, have any meaning or anything. And then, like I said, when I go back to the old school things, like today I was listening to, which I hadn't heard in a couple of years, I was listening to Alexander O'Neal. I was listening to Sherelle. I was listening to some people who, you know, the music was just about the music. It wasn't about, you know, let me say something provocative or nasty. You could say the same things, but you didn't have to say everything. If you kind of get my drift, you didn't have to. You used your imagination. You didn't have to just say everything. Now,
and you
but
know,
now,
that's a lot more sexy, isn't it? You know,
yeah,
they get you way more turned on.
Right, exactly. But I mean, you just enjoy the song more because,
yeah,
you know, you're not being told everything. You get to use your imagination. You know, you just use your imagination. But let me ask you this, Alisa. How did you come to get to Vegas and where you are now? Was that when you left Miami?
Well, I left Miami because Miami's all Latin. I love, love, love Latin people, and they're the most amazing people. But you know what? Miami's all Latin music.
I've heard.
And I'm not a Latin chick, so I said, well, either it's New York or Los Angeles. After living in Miami, you know, and being from Cleveland, I said, I think I'm going to go follow the sun and go to Los Angeles because I don't know if I can, after being in Miami and it being so gorgeous, I can't go back in that cold.
You can't go back to that hard, cold winter. I know what you're saying.
Exactly.
I
love New York. New York's probably one of the best cities in the world.
I love going there. I love visiting. I really do. I like it a lot. It's nothing like it. I like going down. I like the shopping. That's what I like. I like going down there every night, getting things that nobody else has and finding things. That's my favorite place. And, you know, I ever since I went the first time, I was like, wow, this is a great place. I like this.
How did you get from Los Angeles
to Vegas? That's what I want to know.
Okay, well, in Los Angeles, that's where, you know, I did all of my, the majority of my writing. And I paired up with incredible musicians that have been working with me. Madonna's musician, Seal's musician, producer and everything. And also a gentleman that I've been working with recording my vocals. He did vocals for Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You, and Celine Dion. So,
great.
As you can see, you know, he only works with supreme vocalists.
Exactly.
And he's worked with me. And he said, you know, Alisa, you are so amazing. I'm going to work with you. I'm not going to charge you. So he worked with me for no charge, which I really needed. And he helped me out like that and said, you know, when you make it big and you're all over the world, take care of me then, you know.
That's great.
The same with all the fine musicians that have worked with all the best artists in the world that I've been working with. They all see and love and are part of this vision, and everyone's really excited. My fans are all pumped about this. But you asked about how I came to Los Angeles. Well, I was actually the one thing that turned me on to boxing, because I'm not a boxer, first and foremost. I'm a singer, I'm a songwriter, I'm a performer. You know, that's who I am, that's everything I do, that's where I put all my energy. But you know, as a girl, as a female in this tough world, you have to be tough.
Right.
You have to be tough. And what changed my life, I saw a Pacquiao Marquez fight.
Okay.
The last Pacquiao Marquez fight.
Right.
And I saw that, and just the way the two, I'm all about supreme talent. That's what I'm all about. I love supreme talent, the best in the world. And these two going at it each other was just the most amazing, brilliant sight I've seen, because they both would have died in the ring.
Yeah, yeah.
They both would have to try to win.
Absolutely.
And so it was about a year ago that I saw this, the one I'm talking about.
Okay.
Not the most recent one, the other one.
I know what you're saying.
And after that fight, I said, all right, I'm going to find out where this Pacquiao guy trains. And I went to Wild Card Gym in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I saw your picture with his trainer.
Yes, Freddie Roach's gym.
Yep.
And I started going there.
Wow.
And I started from the bottom, and now I'm here in Las Vegas. training at the Mayweather gym with the Mayweathers.
Yeah.
So it was just in my heart, I felt I needed to come to Vegas, entertainment place, you know.
Okay.
And also I want to be in a place where they talk their mind.
And where they speak their mind.
Exactly. And this is the right place. You can be loud. You can be big. You can be colorful. And it's great and it's beautiful. That's what the world needs. The world needs people to speak up.
Exactly.
And
that's absolutely right. Well, let me ask you this. Because when I met her, Vic just bashed, when I met her, we were sitting around and talking to Floyd Sr. And that's how I met her. So I knew she was there, what have you. And she's very entertaining. You got to see, I'll be honest with you, you have to see her and Floyd Sr. interact. It's hilarious. I mean, it's just so funny. They just have a good old time, her and him back and forth. And I think I didn't tell Victor this, but Victor, you know, it's funny. The funniest thing is hearing Floyd Sr. try to rap. Well, he not try, he raps. And it's hilarious when he does it. And, I mean, she's going back and forth with him, and it's just hilarious. When I met them, it was just, cause I had so much fun. I had so much fun with them. I haven't laughed that much in a long time. But to Victor's question, he wants to know, how did you come to have this beef? Because I know, no, at first you were beefing with, what's her name? Come on, tell me who you were beefing with before.
Lady Kaka.
Lady Kaka, not Kaka. Oh my God!
Oh, no,
you're shooting. You're shooting all over the place.
Hey, yo, Vic, I'm telling you, what she's saying about everything she feels and says about Nicki is the same thing she was saying about her. She was saying about Lady Gaga.
It was weird though.
Let me ask you this: How did you go from Lady Gaga? And then it was like overnight, all of a sudden it was like Nicki Minaj. And I was like, oh my God. Now she's fixated on Nicki Minaj and she's going after her. So I was kind of laughing. But let me ask you, what brings you to the beef? I mean, I know you said she has bad music, but was anything, I guess what we're trying to ask you is that, was there anything ever said to you guys? Like, did she say anything to you or anything? Or is this just basically...
It is personal. It is absolutely personal. I was at, I think it was MTV Awards, right?
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you what happened.
Okay.
This is going to come out in the future. But I'm going to run in with Nicki Minaj. I cannot stand the bitch. And I'm going to take her down on world television.
Okay.
This is personal. This is real.
Well, it's personal, then.
And I had a run in with her.
Did you have a run? Now let me ask you this: Did you have a run-in with Lady Gaga? Is that how your beef started with her too, or is that just something different? Or is that a different circumstance? I guess what I'm saying.
That's a different circumstance, you know. But the whole spirit of everything runs congruent. Plastic versus real, baby. Plastic versus real.
Absolutely. Now let me ask you this question. Now, what's the difference between this?
You know, Lady Kaka is in a wheelchair. She's in a wheelchair. You know, I don't know what's going on. She's a hot mess. They won't put out a record. They canceled 22 of her tours.
Yeah, I heard about that.
You know, she's weak.
Okay.
So, you know,
let me ask.
I feel so bad. I won't be able to get in the ring with a chick in a wheelchair. So I just can't do it.
Yeah, I was gonna say you were supposed to somehow either get in a fight or do something with her or have a sing off or something with her also. But
I have people in her camp. You know, I'm very connected with all the musicians and everything. Like I said. I work with the best. I work with the musicians from Madonna, that's been on tour with Madonna, Seal, and many others. And I've got people in the camp saying that she was scared to death. She was scared to death to face Alisa Ash.
Wow. Because I know it's supposed to be a face. It was supposed to be a face.
She was scared to be shown up.
Mm-hmm.
To be shown up because of my talent. You know, first and foremost, you got to put my talents up in front of these people that are put out there, you know?
Exactly.
They don't. A lot of these people are put out there, and they don't have the abilities that they say they do. They don't have the abilities. There's lip singing going on.
I was getting ready to say, because I was going to say, I know Vic.
There's cheating.
Well,
there's cheating going on. And you know what? The whole system, it's like boxing. If you go back to sports, boxing was controlled by the mob. Well, similar things going on with the record labels. They're controlled.
Wow.
You know, so you need someone from the outside to say, you need someone from the outside to come in and say, this is what's going on. Let's do something about it. But you know what? You can't just have anyone do it. You have to have someone that can challenge it, that can save them, and that can say, I'm better. I'm better at singing, I'm better at songwriting, I'm better at show performance, I'm better at everything. So why do they have to cheat?
Well, let me ask you this.
It's happening everywhere. Look at Lance Armstrong. He's cheating. Look at that. You know, these things
fame
going on.
Is what drives a lot of people to do some of the things that we're talking about right now.
Right, exactly.
I don't want to jump all over the conversation, but
no,
I'm listening to everything. And what I'm hearing is you have different people who approach life differently. So they clash. Now, I don't know what the beef is. I'm not going to use your horrible one set.
You said what? Vic? Vic? No, Jesus. Okay, Vic's gone. Anyway,
I'm here to clean it up.
Okay.
I'm here to clean up the mess.
No, what happened, Vic? You was gone? You dropped off all
my
wife
here? Yelling about my dog. My dog's up here. He won't listen to her, so...
Oh, okay,
anyway.
I get it.
But the point I was trying to make is that the conflict that we have, it seems like it's gone on in my view, is you have some people that did whatever it is you felt was necessary to become famous. You know,
right.
Whether the Nicki Minaj sex tape is real or not, whether it's...
Hey, and this girl does not lay on her back. And
you're so crazy.
Alicia Apps never had to lay on her back, nor open her legs for nothing.
I believe that. I definitely believe that. But let me ask you this question. Just because I don't want to waste the whole conversation on Nicki, because I don't really like her, and I know you're going to crush her. But let me ask you some questions, because I really want to focus in on you for this last half hour, because I want people to really get to know you. But let me ask you this. What are your, other than Nicki and that whole thing, what is your plan for the next year? Like, where do you want to get to? Like, eventually, what do you want to be doing in the next, let's say, 5 years from now? Where are we going to, what are you planning to do? You know, what are your goals? I guess that's what I'm asking. Because I see a very fiery person that you can get. You seem like a person who can get what you want once you set your focus on it. So I'm just trying to say, what are your plans in the future? Because I'm very interested in hearing you.
Well, thanks, Mac. Well, my desire and my goal is to become creatively the best music act in the world,
mm-hmm.
and to do it without sacrificing 1 ounce of artistic integrity.
Right. Okay. And what about boxing? Is that something you're gonna actually like go do like professionally, like other than just singers and whatever?
Boxing is the new age, the new venue for entertainment. What I'm building here, because I'm going out as not only as an entrepreneur, as a songwriter, performer, but I'm creating something and changing the way the whole entertainment, sport, and music is going to be experienced. I'm putting out an event, and I can't say too much about what it's going to turn into, but it's going to be an ongoing show, with sports and music.
Okay.
And
are you going to eventually do your own? Are you going to eventually become someone who promotes other events, or or other artists?
I'm gonna be an entrepreneur that owns it.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Like okay, because so obviously you've been inspired by Floyd, with him being his own boss and promoting his own fights, promoting his own thing. So obviously you've been around that kind of rubbed off.
See, this is what it is. People with the same desires and goals, they end up winding up being together.
Right.
You know, so you take a group here and they love doing one thing, and they're
right.
a certain way.
Well, right.
other people that are that, you know, it's like a magnet. They go towards that, or the other people come towards them.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. So I've always had this whole goal of doing something different in music, of changing the way music's always been seen or done or heard,
mm-hmm.
and giving the people and the fans something new, something different,
right.
because the whole process is just boring. If I'm bored, I know everyone else is bored.
Yeah, because, I mean, it used to be, you know, I grew up born and raised in Detroit, and for me, you know, being across the street from Motown, you know, most of my life, my mother worked over there, I always saw it. It's just, that was pure music, you know, when people just really made music because they liked it. I mean, I know you've seen those shows. I think Vic has seen it. I know you've seen it, the one about Motown. And they talk about how they went in place and stayed up late creating, actually putting together the lyrics and the beats for hours and hours and hours. And now it just seems like you can turn an album out, like, in a few weeks and just throw it out there. Whereas before,
that doesn't mean
like
exactly. That doesn't mean anything. It's just crap. It's
right.
So,
that's what I, well, that's
you know,
what I mean. Right. That's what
no,
I mean. They're not putting
in. There's no heart in it. Heart
no, they're
missing.
Not. Right. They're not staying up. It's like with anything. It's like with boxing. You can't train for 2 weeks and then go fight a professional fighter. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of hard work and many hours and many. And that's what I was saying with music. So I agree with you about that. Let me ask you this next question. You've been in the gym. I've been down there, and I saw Floyd train, and seen him train very hard for 3 hours up close. So what I want to ask you is, you've been there almost every day and seen it all too. So do you? Let me ask you this, and since you're an athlete, obviously too, is what's the difference between this training camp and you've seen Floyd go through, and the other ones? Because they said this one is really good and he's in amazing shape. And I thought, and I know he's in amazing shape, because he's doing 3 workouts a day, and that's, like, insane. So I'm saying, what have you seen from him? I mean, I know you're going to predict he's going to win tomorrow, and I'll get to that in a moment. But I guess what I'm asking you is this different? Is this a different Floyd and a different shape he's in and just really sharp? Because you've seen a little more than I have now, because you've been in there for weeks. I was only in there for about a week, so.
Well, you know what? To compare the past and the present, I wouldn't be able to do. I could just compare what's going on now, and I'm extremely impressed.
Okay.
Extremely
okay.
impressed, and you know, not only does he just do workouts, but his runs and keeping
yeah.
up with him. I did a run with him, you know.
Okay.
He likes to do the late night run.
Right.
And even the other boxers, they're just in awe.
Right.
Absolutely in awe. And they're like, you know, when you're a professional boxer and you're like, how does he do it? And you
exactly.
and you've been doing it your whole life.
Especially
when
you're 36.
Yeah. That's something to say right there.
Right. So let me ask you this. So what is your training consist of? How many times do you train? And let everybody know, what is your boxing training? Because as a woman, a lot of women may wanna train. So I'm going to give you a chance here to give women advice if they want to get into boxing training. Just let's say they want to do it just to get in shape, just to get a little tougher, or, you know, just to lose some weight or just in a better shape. What would you suggest as far as, like, how did you start off slow? I mean, what is a typical workout for you when you walk in the door, step by step? Like, what do you really just do?
Okay, well, first of all, for all the ladies out there, I highly recommend this. I recommend getting into a real boxing gym, you know, not one of the other ones that claim to be, but one of the real rough and tough boxing
right.
gyms, because
right.
you're going to be around professional fighters.
Okay.
And you know what's great about that is that you've got the mindset. You're going to
okay.
be around that mindset. So it's not just a body thing, but you're going to go into whatever you're doing, whether it's your business or your life at home, but you're going to
okay.
go or the strong, your mind's going to be stronger. You're going to have more of a fight attitude or wanting to do something, you know, getting self-confident. I mean, it goes, the mind of the boxer is supremely strong.
Right.
So you don't have to necessarily, you don't have to get in the ring and slug it out with anyone. You don't have to do that. But I'm going to go by, like you said, the step-by-step on some things that you do and how it transforms your body, not only your mind, but your body. You know, there's a lot of skipping that goes involved with it. That's great for the cardio.
Right,
you know,
absolutely.
So you're doing you're skipping rope for a long time. And then
how long do you skip rope for?
About 25 minutes.
Okay.
You know, we
all
go
right.
by rounds, too. You can go by the rounds. When
oh, okay.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah.
Okay.
And,
you go
25, and then,
so you go 25 minutes, or do you break that down into rounds, or do sometimes you just do 25 minutes whole, or how does that work?
I just do about 25 minutes, you know. I sort of have a body time clock of when that is, and I can feel when it is because I've been doing it so much.
Okay.
So you just know, but you can time it, or you can go by rounds.
Mm-hmm.
But you can start off with 10 minutes. Some people, they've never skipped in their life. So
exactly.
maybe one round, which is 3 minutes for all the ladies that don't know what one round is.
Okay, I got you.
And then after that, you know, you could do the heavy bag. Learn
okay.
how to hit on the heavy bag. But before you go and do all these things,
mm-hmm.
get hooked up with a coach. Because they're
okay.
going to start you off right. You know, to go in there and try to do it on your own,
right.
you know, will be, first of all, it's going to be really intimidating because you're not going to know what to do. And second of all, you want to learn the right technique. You want to learn,
exactly.
learn how to do it right.
Okay.
So I would definitely get with a coach. But, you know, some of the things you do is you hit the heavy bag, which is that big bag. You know, you hit it, you learn how to hit it, and you learn how to move your body and get down in your stance. And it helps your legs, it helps your arms, it helps your abs. Like Max
mm-hmm.
said, my abs are amazing because you have
yes,
that turn. You're always doing that turn, you know.
Right.
And you strengthen every part of your body you use doing that.
And then how long do you do that to the bag?
Well, you know, it varies about the same. 20 minutes. I guess I'm like the 20-minute girl. Huh?
Okay.
Like,
no problem. Okay.
Yeah,
so what do you do from there?
And then you can go in the ring, but you
mm-hmm.
have to have someone else to do it with.
Right.
And you do the mitts, which
the
I'm
mitts,
sure
right.
you guys seen. You know, you have, someone holds up both hands.
Mm-hmm.
And you learn how to hit. You learn how to throw jabs. You learn
mm-hmm.
how to throw left hooks. You learn how to do uppercuts.
Right.
So you learn all these different punches. Now, you're not just using your arms, lady. That's what you think at first. You think it's just throwing the arms. Well, it's not just throwing the arms.
No,
you
put your
head,
hip into it.
The whole body. Your,
right.
You know, your feet move.
Right.
Your hips move. Every part
right.
of you. So it's an amazing workout. You look at these boxers and you look how ripped they are.
Right, exactly.
There's a reason for that.
Exactly.
And then also there's a lot of road work, which is running. Running
right.
plays a very large role in it because you want to be able to keep going and keep going.
Right.
Stamina.
Right,
and,
exactly.
So run miles outside
okay.
is good, and then sprints. I mean, I could just keep on going on and on of what you do.
Feedback. How many miles do you usually run?
I started off with 2, but it's good to keep going and work up to 5. I'd say, you know, 5 miles every other day, but if you don't have the time, try 2 miles every other day.
And have you gone, so now what's easy for you? Is it easy for you now to do 5 miles? Is that what you usually do?
I try to work up to 5 miles, but, you know,
okay.
a lot of time with my schedule, you
mm-hmm.
know, I'm doing music most of the day.
Right.
So... but 5 miles is always my goal when I go
okay.
out there to do 5.
Okay. Okay. And then what about the speed?
I never started as a runner. I always detested running, you know. So
okay.
if you,
yeah.
another option also is riding your bike. Doing the bike is great too.
Okay. Yeah, I see Floyd do that a lot. He rides a bike. I see it on YouTube when he uploads it. He rides the bike a lot also when he doesn't do the road work. So that's a good thing too. Now, what about the speed bag? That seems like a very hard thing to do.
It
is.
Is
that a hard
and,
thing? Because it's all about timing, seems like.
It is timing, you're right. Absolutely
okay.
right.
Okay.
Yeah, and so, when, you know, when you first start to learn that, everything in the boxing gym, you know, you watch it on videos or whatever, and you think it's going to be so easy
yep.
until you try it.
I know.
But you know,
but
what? But you know what? If you don't try it, you won't get
right.
there. So, ladies,
exactly.
don't let that... Men... Anyone, don't let it's so much fun.
It looks so rewarding.
It's so rewarding.
Right.
You know, you end up being a fighter physically and a fighter out there in the world. And I think that's what we all need. We all need to start being more of a fighter. Because you know, fighter in life, fighter for your beliefs.
Absolutely.
We all need to be stronger, and boxing is the way. It's definitely the way to start that.
Vic, go ahead. What did you say?
That's part of what I wanted to get into with you.
Okay.
Because you have a very strong spirit, and you seem very determined. Everything you said with passion. Whether you're talking about getting in shape, whether it's talking about Nicki Minaj, but whether it's talking about being an artist, a complete artist, because anybody can rap, but an artist, because back, like Mac was saying, back in the day, these guys were considered artists because they could put words together and make them flow without cursing. And, you know, I'm going to give some praise here, and you might debate me, but Nicki, to me, she can sing, but she came up with the raunchiness first. So that's what people see her as. The stereotype that a lot of female artists get nowadays, she came out with. So my question to you is, whether it's boxing, whether it's getting in shape, or is it musically inclined, is there a female beef that's equal to the male beef in the music industry or in boxing? Because we can look at MMA. Female MMA fighters are getting hot right now. Ronda Rousey is like the spokesperson for female mixed martial artists right now. You know, the UFC has put her on this pedestal. Are women coming to that same level in sports and in recognition with the beef in music or in the ring, or whatever it is? What is your opinion on women being equal, or if not, getting equal in the world?
Well, I listen to a lot of Martin Luther King, and I think that everyone should be absolutely equal at everything. Now,
I believe that.
It's what they want to do with their life. You know, if a woman really wants to go out and be the best MMA, female MMA personality and fighter, then she should be able to, you know. It's really where your passion lies and really what you want to do. I think everyone, whether they, you know, every single person can do what they want to do. I don't think there should be a man's greater than a woman at anything. I don't believe in that.
No, I don't believe in that either.
What do you see the advancement between female, let's say, a female's paycheck for fighting versus, I know Floyd's the biggest draw in boxing, right? At the time, Leila Ali was the biggest draw for female boxers. Is there anything that you see that says, you know what, it's becoming a change, that things are changing and are going to flow, whereas you can draw your fight, let's say you and Nicki were fighting, that fight would draw as much money as Floyd would draw if you were fighting Canelo right now. Do you think that there's any movement in that area right now?
Let me ask you this real quick. Let me jump in real quick. I want to make sure. Are you asking her, do you think women are moving? I guess what you're asking me, are you saying that are women better becoming in sport as top, you know, are they coming to the same level as men, I guess? Is that what you're
correct
asking?
Yeah, meaning women's actions. We got 10 minutes left of live air, Max.
I got
women's
you.
Actions. Are they going, do you see them equaling out to men, or is there still a longer struggle to reach that level?
Okay, that's what he's asking, Alisa. He's asking,
well,
you
know, we're definitely not equal monetarily, absolutely not. We're not giving the money, the viewing time as the men, absolutely not. And this is a large part of why I'm doing this.
Okay.
I can show all the women out there, you know what? Every man I talk to about this challenge, oh, I pay a lot of money to see that. I pay, pay thousands to see you hit Nicki Minaj in that ring and sing off and sing
right.
off against her.
Right.
Okay. So this is a game changer here.
Okay, I get
this
what
This is
you're
a game
saying.
Changer here. So you know what? Women need to be more creative. How about that?
Exactly.
If we join together and say, all right, women power here, let's be more creative. Let's be more entrepreneurial with what we're doing.
Let's think outside the box. Let's be a little smarter.
How can we add some spice, some flavor to what we're doing now?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying, that's great. Because I think every entrepreneur and every sports person should think outside the box. I mean, just like me as becoming a personal trainer, I'm learning from other trainers who have been doing it longer to think that what makes them great and what makes them good at what they do is they think outside the box.
Right.
You got one guy who says, you should do weights. I got another lady who's over there who says she does two plastic gallon jugs of takes old plastic bags of water and, you know, makes the lady run up and down the steps who says, you know, whatever, she's just starting and, you know, she doesn't have no weight, but she got the lady with two one gallon things of water running up and down, and it's effective.
That's fantastic.
Right, and you have to, so what you're really basically saying is that as women, you have to think outside the box to get seen, to get there, and then what happens is once we see the product,
us women, we're smarter anyway. So
Alisa, let's
use our mind a bit more than we are right now.
Exactly.
And let's really show them then. How about that? Let's challenge.
You're right.
Okay.
You're right. Well, before we sign off,
AliceX.com.
Yep.
Find me on AliceX.com. I do have a song up there. It's called Soon You'll See. And it's for all the people who've been told no in life, that you can't do it. You're not good enough. This song is an anthem for all the spirits out there that want to do something, that want to wake up in the morning and be inspired. Soon You'll See. It's on my website. Go listen to that. Also, my Facebook is facebook.com/AliceApps Music, AliceApps Music. Also, I'm on Twitter at AliceApps. So find me there on YouTube, AliceApps. I'm really excited to meet all these new people out there, especially in the sports world. All your wonderful listeners.
Thank you for listening. Yes, please.
And,
go. I'm just telling all the
listeners. And you know what? I'm the type of person that writes back, so please write to me. Tell me your thoughts. I'm interested in hearing you. I want to hear you.
And I can tell you, she's a very sociable person. She will talk to you, and we'll say what she needs to say. What I do want to say, though, is this. To all my listeners, I do want you guys to follow Alisa on Twitter, Facebook, on her YouTube. Please subscribe to her, follow her, send a friend request, whatever you got, like it, whatever you got to do, do it. She's a very up-and-coming person. I think she's an inspiration for women, number one. And even us men can be inspired, but, you know, I think you did a really great job, Vic, at saying that everything she says with passion. And you put it together really well, because I kept thinking, I was like, God, it's like shaking a soda, and then you, like, open it up, and it's just going everywhere, and you're just like, oh, my God, it's like you open this thing up, Like she's a fucking bronco. Like I was like, man, I have to have her back on because she's like on the radio. It's like, oh my God, you have to like let her go because she's just like uncontrolled. You're like, okay, rein her in. Especially when you start talking about Nicki, I'm like, oh my God, it's a hot button. I was like, let me calm her down and get her off that subject because I was like, because she's going on about this chick. I was like, I gotta stop her. But that's the kind of passion that you have to have in life to accomplish the things you want. So I want all the women out there to please follow Alisa, follow anything that she wants. And look, if you guys don't know where to do, send it to our show page at No Chasing with Mac Williams on Facebook. Send me a question, send a request, and I'll send you the link to any of those things that she said on here. We'll make sure it gets up. Alisa, I want to thank you so very much for coming on the show. And Alisa, this is not the last time we're going to have you on, because what we're going to do next time, and I'm telling you now, is that we're going to use you as a correspondent at the next Mayweather fight, and you'll be our inside person. And that's what we're going to do next time. Yes, I'm thinking outside the box. Absolutely. So we put Alisa on. Alisa can give us all the inside scoop, what's going on, how the workouts are looking, da-da-da-da-da-da. For the next 30 months, Alisa is our boxing insider with Floyd Mayweather. So if you agree to that, which I know you will, we will definitely do that, and we'll have you back on. And in the meantime, please keep me up to date and keep us up to date on your page of what, when that event comes, because I'm going to make sure that I'm going to try to have you on before that event happens, so that way you can promote the event, and then we can get people to really pour in and look at it. And I really hope that goes off, and I want to see that. Trust me, I would pay to see it too. I want to see that happen. So, Alisa, thank you. We owe you a debt. And from here on out, anytime you want to come on the show, you hit me up. It's my show. I control it. Vic's actually like my manager, but, you know, I control who comes on and when they come on. So if you need any promotion for anything, want to come on, make an announcement, anything, you hit me up. You let me know. And you know I work you in. If we're around my guests, any other guests, I work you in. You know that.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt.
Nice to meet you, Vic.
Nice to meet you,
Vic.
It was a pleasure.
Vic, let me tell you this. You got some great questions.
I like them a lot.
Let me ask you a question. Vic, you are in California, are you not?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Alisa, he's in California. You find out where he is. When you're in California next time, stop by and let that man feel your ass. I'm telling you, those things are like bricks. They're like bricks.
Make sure you feel abdominals.
You guys are terrible. Both you guys are terrible. Feel her abdominal. How hard they are. There we go. Jeez, oh, peace. I got a lot
to
do.
Anyway. Abdominals.
Yeah, abdominals, okay? Jeez, I didn't know I had to be so thick. I forgot, but see, you know what? I forgot.
Hey, this
you know, I, no, I forgot Alisa's crazy. So if I say that, she was like, okay, that's fine. Great. We'll go with that.
You know,
okay, well,
first, I need pictures to see what I'm feeling on. But okay. All right, let's
You're
get off
stupid.
That, Mac. You got like 3 minutes left alive.
But anyway. I just want to say I want to thank all my listeners for coming in. I want to thank Alisa for coming here. I want to thank Vic for hosting the show in Jerry's Place. And we're definitely going to have Alisa back on. If you guys need any of her information of where to follow her, where to see her at, please, please, please let me know. And if you want to play this for replay, you can always Vic is going to give me the link to the show, and we'll repost
it,
and you guys can re-listen to it.
I want to share it off all my fans, too.
What I'm
going to
do is I'm
going to
send you.
I want them to know about you so they can listen on you guys as well, because you're a great guy.
I'm going to email you. I'm going to meet. When
Thank
he gives
you.
Me the link, Alisa, I'll email the link to you for the show, and then people can re-listen to the show however you want to post it, wherever you want to post it, and they can go on and re-listen to the show anytime. All your fans.
All right.
That's it for No Chaser. We will see you next Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern. And thank you, and we are out.
I appreciate you.
Let me play your music. I get some music first.
Exactly. What are you doing? You're messing the show up. Alisa has to
be
the outro.
We out now.
All right, man. We out.